About whenever you're ready.
Okay, sorry.
No worries.
Trying to do multitasking and get open there. Okay. So hi everyone. Welcome to the steering committee. Today's Thursday, April 16. And why don't we start with introductions? I'm Irma, co-chair, council co-chair. Can we go to Ron?
Hi, I'm Ron Hernandez, council, sorry. Co-chair for the committee, for the membership committee. Sorry.
Lee,
Hi, Lee Jewell, co-chair of community engagement.
Kira,
Kira, council staff,
Kat, Kat, council staff, and Mark.
Mark Molnar, council staff.
All right, so we are moving on to review and approve April 16 draft agenda.
Second.
Am I glitching or?
No, sorry.
Oh,
Yeah,
no.
my
Okay,
mic
okay.
really quick. This meeting
Kira said
recorded.
something, so I think she must be with the answer.
Did that again, Mark?
I think Kira said just a moment, so yeah, I think she's still working on getting the agenda up. Is that the case? Okay. You're having trouble finding it. I think I had it pretty handy. I mean, okay, just give me a moment now. It
Yeah.
was fairly handy. I was literally just looking at it. Just a moment. No. Download this. March hearing. Minutes and April agenda. Okay, almost there. All right, there it is. Now let me share screen. Right, sorry. Might be a little extra large. We'll see here some our regular stuff. There'll be one change I'm going to ask for, which is we do actually need to find a different date for May or May meeting because of the Memorial Day holiday. The Planning Council is meeting a week earlier, which means that steering itself would be meeting after the full council meeting, which makes no sense. So we have to either come up with a new date or cancel. So this last agenda, the second to last agenda item, should actually be the next meeting date of the steering committee will be determined. There you have it. Any changes to the agenda beyond that? Right. We're not voting without quorum. I will now find
Perfect.
the minutes.
Let's review the minutes.
Yeah, one moment.
Can pull those up. Or do you got it, Mark? Okay.
I got him pretty handy. Oops, that's not it. Sorry. All right, here are the minutes from last month. We had our regular committee check-ins and meeting evaluation. We looked at the funding scenarios in case there are cuts to general funds. There are some scenarios that were put forward, or a scenario. And this was passed and moved on to the full council where it was approved. And then we looked at the full council agenda. So the minutes and any changes or updates, we'll vote after Chuck joins us. Right. Thanks for
All
being
right,
with me.
thank you. Any announcements? Do we have any announcements to share?
I think Bill had one.
I do have an announcement to share. So you guys, the news is that the reduction to the general fund programs, HIV health services programs, is off the table. So it won't be happening as part of this set of reductions. So it could have been a large number. Want to thank you all for all the work you did for the kind of going through that painful exercise. And of course, we are just another couple of years, probably is my guess, a year and a half or two more, where we'd be dealing with budgets. So that doesn't mean it's there's not impacts to many of our organizations that get other than HIV funding, but the great news for us is that will not be that reduction won't be happening. So again, thank you all. Really appreciate it.
Wonderful.
And I did send you guys just an email just now if you could push that out because I'm trying to get it out before the 4 o'clock meeting.
I'll send that out for you right now.
Thank you. The latest version, the first thing I sent you was not great English. Thank you.
No worries, I caught that.
All right, thank you.
Isabel.
Anyone else has announcements? Okay. We don't have any public. No, not public comment. So we're going to move on to committee and work reports. Community engagements, do we have?
Yeah, there was no meeting this month.
Okay.
There's nothing to report.
All right. Thank you. Council Affairs. Oh, we don't have anyone from Council Affairs. Okay, we'll circle back.
I will.
Membership Committee.
Well, we could probably do a staff update for Council
A
Affairs.
synopsis. All
Yeah,
right.
it was a very brief meeting. We had two presentations to review, but only one set of present. Well, actually, only one person from the two presentations was there. Happened did not appear. And Bill was the only person there for the CARE Coalition slash federal update. And it was a very just a loose discussion. That was about it.
Thank you for that. Membership committee.
Yes, so we had a very full and busy meeting last. We did have an interview, which we hadn't had in a long time. And we're very confident with him, and we're recommending to have him move over to the full council to review and is it confirm? Yeah, it's full council. We also reviewed three applicants. Of the three, two of them we decided that we're going to interview them next month, and we'll have another in-person meeting next month. Everyone is invited for that. That will be, of course, on May 14th, tentatively at 25 Venice on the third floor. And we had our regular demo updates, and we should be expecting a few of our council members to return from their leave of absences. Franco, Zachary, and Helen should be back next month. That's about it, I think, yeah.
To the meeting evaluation.
Great, I can go ahead and share that. All right, can everyone see this?
Yes.
All right, perfect. So we had a total of 18 council members present at last month's full council meeting. And we received back a total of 12 surveys, so that's pretty good. I'll go ahead and get started. All right, the information received prior to the meeting adequately prepared me for the meeting, and everyone agreed here. The meeting was run efficiently by Thomas Noble. Everyone agreed here, and there was one comment. He is great. The agenda was well planned. Everyone agreed. The state update by Laura Thomas was informative and relevant to the HCPC. Everyone agreed here, and there were a couple of comments. Always learn something when Laura speaks, super informative. Great work and info. always amazing and extremely informed, excellent, great update and a way to move forward. Keep it going. Thank you for your work and very important. The HCAP report by Stephen Spano was effective and engaging to the HCPC, and everyone agreed here. There were six comments. Really informative, will promote the services. Always great to hear from HCAP. Should we consider a mid-year report? Does amazing work, always informative, a heart, but sad reality. My needs as a council member are being met during this time. We had 11 people agree and one person somewhat agree. And we have a comment here. Many times it feels there is no time for our own concerns. When can we express them? If those are not announcements, it should be time for other ideas, concerns, questions, etc. As for what worked well for council members,
can you actually go back to that one?
Yeah.
That one again. There's no time for our own concerns. All right, thanks.
As for what worked well or could have been improved for this meeting, we should make it more in everyday language so more regular people would like to attend and be part of it. It always seems if just for agency, it's just for agency and organization employees. As for suggestions for any future presentations or training topics, same as above, love and thanks. I know it's supposed to be anonymous, but I prefer to be upfront about what I see and feel. Open clarity, thankful to all. Jesus Guillen, your singing advocate. This meeting received. Oh, go ahead.
Okay, the remark just earlier before that.
You want to see the.
About the language of, of our meetings.
This one?
Yeah. I didn't write that, but I do agree with it. I do highly agree with it.
In terms of using
language that we use and how we speak or discussions and so on, I think there should be a little bit more on the layman's side. So if we do even have the public coming in, they understand themselves what we're talking about.
Thank you, Ron. And this meeting received an overall 9.7 rating out of 10. I will stop sharing.
Any questions, any comments?
Yeah, this is Lee. I'm wondering if in regard to that, making the language a little more generalized, I'm wondering if the steering committee has any ideas on how to make that happen, especially from council staff.
I do have one. Not critique, but comment that we receive often is in terms of abbreviations. A lot of folks oftentimes aren't familiar with a lot of the abbreviations that are used. So they actually prefer when presenters have their slideshows up to, instead of abbreviate or use acronyms, to just spell the whole thing out.
Yeah, I think that's really a great idea. And to remind the people that are giving presentations before they give the presentations to remember that. And a reminder maybe at the beginning of the meeting that this is what we would like to see happen as well. And I also think it would be helpful if we remind people when we're opening up for questions, if anybody has a question about the, you know, the any, if there's any confusion or question about, you know, the whatever was the presentation that happened. I think in many times people are kind of a little shy about asking for clarification for whatever reason. So it's always helpful, I think, for the co-chair who's facilitating the full council meeting to express, you know, if anybody has any questions or confused about any part of the presentation, to, you know, we welcome you speaking up right now.
muted, Irma.
Oh, I was saying any more comments or questions?
I actually have a question. I tend to both write it and spell it out in the presentations, and then when I say them, I try every time to say what the acronym is. It will not hurt my feelings. Is that getting to what people need, or does it still feel like a lot of soup when I speak alphabet soup?
No, I think you're pretty clear. You're pretty good about that, Bill.
Okay.
You are. Yeah.
Okay.
But
Thanks.
also, I feel that all of us in this meeting we're knowledgeable about acronyms and about, program related stuff. So maybe we should do like a little survey. I mean, I don't know, like a push survey and see how to best handle that or.
In the surveys that are sent out, Kira and Kat does. I mean that comment came up in the survey, and I'm wondering if we need to add specifically, was there any part of the presentation that you did not understand or want clarification on?
I can add that in for the next survey. I think something to highlight about the surveys as well is that they are for the council members. So I think getting feedback from public would look different. Or I don't know if that's something that, folks want to happen. But these are surveys coming from council members who are, as
Right.
Irma said, familiar with and knowledgeable about the topics that we're talking about.
So I wonder if there's a way that we can do something while the meeting is taking place. You know what I mean? Like while the meeting is happening.
Yeah, that's exactly my point.
I mean, not necessarily, because Kira's right. Not every if the public is not going to complete the survey or the evaluation for the meeting. So maybe we can get creative and come up with something. All right. So should we move on to the full council agenda?
Share my screen. All right. So hopefully you all see that. This is a very tight agenda, and this will be reflected on some items being compressed and so forth. So we'll see here. We have our regular updates, but in a shortened amount of time. So I guess in particular for Bill. And for Thomas, those that tend to be the well, Thomas. Well, Thomas's don't tend to go long, but he has quite a few of them. So I guess in particular for Bill and for Leroy, we'll have to ask that they have briefer ones because I'm only allowing 15 minutes here for the general updates due to a tight agenda. Then after that, we have two votes. We have the membership update vote that Ron referenced. And then we have the closing of the nomination for community co-chair and the paper vote. We'll pass that out and collect at break. And then as we'll see post-break, we will announce the results. Break's only 10 minutes, so this will be basically a working dinner. Just time enough to get your food and come back. We're going to save a little bit of time here and there because, like, for example, membership update shouldn't take a full 5 minutes. Etc. I gave Kira a smaller amount of time, but it is for a small cola. So hopefully that is enough time for you, Kira. Looks like it gave you 27 minutes. Is that true? No, that seems too small. Yeah, I guess that's what I no, I gave you 20. Yeah. Is that gonna be enough time? A little less than a half an hour? Yeah, okay.
I think so.
And then I did give the Happn presentation is like hard to predict. Sometimes it's short, sometimes it's really long. So I gave that a large amount of time just in case, 43 minutes. And then I gave Lee and Bill the final half hour. So hopefully that'll be enough time. It's a shorter amount of time than what I mentioned at Council Affairs. I think I mentioned like 35, 40, so it's 30. So hopefully that's not a problem for you too. Is that okay? Yeah, Lee, what do you think? That worked? Great. All right, so that is the agenda for Monday after next. Any questions, thoughts? Nope. Okay, we're just plugging through this.
Perfect. So we are going to discuss policy and procedures.
Yeah, but first, why don't we go back and approve
Oh, sorry.
agenda and minutes? And I don't know if Kira, if you're able to put it up, pull them up right now. Okay, great. So let's approve that now that Chuck has joined us.
Yeah, I'll pull them up. Right, here we have our agenda. So, folks just want to do a consensus vote. Hearing none. All right, approved. Then, very quickly, the minutes from last month's steering. Any changes? All right, hearing none, go ahead and stop sharing.
All right. Policies and procedure votes. We are going to continue working on the updating the HCPC policy and procedures.
Yeah, and before we do that, I'll just give you an update about where we're at with this. Let me actually just find this handy spreadsheet that Kira put together and that I just updated today. Looks like we only have one section, one full section left. Hopefully, I'm not wrong there, and one very small section. So we have our decision making and voting section, which is 10 different policies and procedures. And then we have our grievances section, which is only one policy. Oh, and it looks like we have two appendixes as well. So of the two appendixes, we can review acronyms mainly for updates. The main thing that we'll be reviewing is Council Cultural Humility Statement. So we have a total of, it looks like, 12 solid policies to review. And there's still one or two that looks like we are waiting to hear back from Thomas. Yeah, all right. Kira, I looks like we're both in the same document at the same time. That's fun. Hi. Take a look at membership. I thought we actually did 2.9 and 2.10 and maybe even 2.7. So if you can just double check that. Oh no, I'm seeing the dates here. I guess there was just no notes. So never mind. Forget I said everything that I just said in the last 30 seconds. All right, so let's go on to we're going to do five today. Hopefully, we can get through all of them. One of them does need Thomas here, so maybe we won't get to that one. It's a letter of concurrence. So I'll start with our first. Let's see. How about, I think progression of motions was a really short one, so we'll start with that one. All right, so we'll see here is more of an illustration. The San Francisco HW Community Planning Council operates with a committee structure. Accordingly, items that are presented to the Planning Council for a decision should proceed through the committee system prior to being placed before the council for a decision. The decision-making flow chart is as follows. It's telling me that there's an error there. I bet we need a
Can you
typo.
enlarge, Mark?
Yeah, sure can.
Thank you.
How's that?
Okay, thank you.
All right. So after that introductory paragraph, it illustrates how this flows. So first of all, item is placed on agenda for the Committee of Jurisdictions, any one of our three subcommittees or steering. Item is placed on the Committee of Secondary Jurisdiction if needed. So this means that if we have a subcommittee or an ad hoc work group or something like that, that is That group would then report to one of the subcommittees or steering. So does that make sense? So this could be say, council affairs or community engagement, nothing for the second one, and then to steering. Or it could be, as we had in the past, I think it was our housing work group, and then that reported up to community engagement right there, and then to steering. Make sense? All right. Item is then placed on steering committee agenda for approval and placement on council agenda. Item is placed on council agenda for final determination. Boom, 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 boom. In the event of an urgent matter, as determined by the leadership committee, an item may be placed on the leadership committee agenda for placement on the council agenda without being first considered. Considered by the committee of jurisdiction. I'm highlighting that because I don't know why they put leadership steering. So I'm going to replace all of that. Committee review an item that has not been approved by the committee or work group. Such an item will be considered by the leadership committee upon the request of at least one of the committee co-chairs. Okay, so first of all, let's just substitute leadership navigation. Can I just do a find and replace? I don't know. Happen with my shortcuts, but fine. I assume folks agree with this substitution. Okay, the leadership committee may approve the motion as is and forward to the full council for consideration. Amend the motion and forward to the full council for consideration. Send the motion back to the committee of jurisdiction for revision, correction, or update. Table the item because further information is required. Not approve the motion. In this case, the committee of jurisdiction may request to place the motion directly before the council. That's interesting. The full council may approve the motion as is, amend the motion, send the motion back to the committee of jurisdiction for review, correction, or update. Table the item because further information is required. Not approve the motion. A document describing an item should include the historical progression of a motion throughout committees, including amendments and all relevant steps. This seems pretty straightforward. Does anyone have any updates to this beyond the ones I just put in? All right, hearing none, we'll move on to the next policy. Thomas did say that they will join us, so hopefully we will be able to get to letter of concerns. For now, we'll continue skipping it. That's not submitting it, skipping it. Okay, another short one. I don't know if any of these are short. So let's just drive into the development. This one is the integrated plan. Surprisingly short, but this one should get a close look. I'm not sure if it's completely true. Every 5 years, SFDPH is charged with the development of an integrated plan in cooperation with the San Francisco HIV Community Planning Council. The timing and content of the integrated plan is subject to HRSA and CDC guidelines with respect to general content and timing of submission. To facilitate this progress, SFDPH and the Planning Council will convene a work group that includes council members and other stakeholders to be established for the purpose of developing an integrated plan. The draft plan will be reviewed by the work group and the steering committee and then referred to the full council. The plan is reviewed and monitored by the Council Affairs Committee. Interesting. Okay, so I do feel like this was something that we once did once upon a time. I think back when Mike Shriver was a co-chair, this process happened because Mike was the person giving regular updates on the work group that he was part of. I don't think this has happened since, so I would like to lean on Bill here. Oh, handily turning on his video to provide insights on what he thinks that we should put here for development of the integrated plan.
So I think we should still have it. So that's what you guys remember, the blueprint, that whole thing. That's the latest iteration of this, and it is a HRSA requirement that the grantees, both on the care and the prevention side, work with the planning council or councils to do it. Can I make a suggestion, Mark? Just so I'm not wordsmithing this with the painfulness of me calling it to you. If you send it to me, because we won't do all the things, I will commit to getting it back to you by the beginning of next week, and then we can put it on next month. So, or we can do it now. Just it.
Sure, but I'm wondering, like, there might be a simple fix to this, which
Okay.
is to change will to may.
Okay.
I'll adjust this thing here. Because that still allows us to convene a work group if necessary, but it does not say that we need to.
Right.
So to facilitate this process, SFD Patients and Planning Council may convene a work group that includes blah blah blah. The draft plan would then.
Can you enlarge, Mark, please?
Oh, sorry, done that before. How's that? Would then. Yeah. We don't really have council affairs doing this anymore, so I'm not sure if we need to keep that in. But how do folks feel about me making this conditional rather than this is something that happens? Because clearly it actually didn't happen the last time around. What we did was the work group was the entire council, right? Although Leroy did ask for any kind of separate kinds of feedback. I think there was a couple emails that were soliciting feedback. And I think Leroy brought it to steering. I don't know if they brought it to Council Affairs, but regardless, there was no separate work group of the Planning Council itself that occurred. So knowing that we've seen both iterations, both the one that occurred 10 years ago with that I referenced with Mike Shriver, and then the one that occurred more recently. So both models could happen. So I guess going back to my question, how do folks feel about me still keeping this but making it conditional with may convene rather than will convene, and then would then be rather than will be? People feel okay about that?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, do we want to keep this as monitored by Council Affairs? I don't mind. Council Affairs, of course, mainly does presentation reviews and constructs the work plan the next year, and they are supposedly, because that has shifted back and forth over the years, also looking at best practices and standards of care, but that really hasn't happened for a bit. Could happen again. It's that's in the past couple of years has come directly to steering instead, I think. So we could keep it with Council Affairs or take it out completely. It's up to you all. What do you think?
You think council affairs would, I mean, is that a step that you think would be important to the process?
No. We have a practice of actually regularly bringing back the authors and administrators basically of the plan. So it is, although I do want, I definitely need actually to have the council involved in reviewing and monitoring. It's like the more eyes on, the better. So in some ways I consider the idea of like Leroy coming back or Bill or Thomas coming back or whoever coming back and saying this is what's happening so far being actually more effective than a subcommittee because then everyone gets to see it. What do you all think?
Yeah, I kind of agree. As long as it's being tracked, right? And those in
Yeah,
your
so
in
let's change that then
yeah.
to the full council or a subcommittee. Just
Full
make it general.
council.
Yeah. I mean, we could include both. The approved plan will be reviewed and monitored. Will be reviewed and monitored by the full council or a subcommittee of the council.
Okay.
Best not to tie hands, I think.
Yeah.
All right. Are people okay with this new development of the integrated plan policy? Yeah. I could still send this to you, Bill, in case you have any more tweaks to it. But from what you see here, does this seem cool? Cool. Does this seem okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Cool, dude.
Yeah, totally cool. I think you just the you got an extra maybe an unneeded comma there under in the second to last sentence there. Yes.
Yes, and Word agrees. Okay, great. Thank you. Read only? The freaking frack. Well, I will deal with that later. Who made this read only? Oh, same thing happened. All right, let's see. Next we have. Priority setting. Maybe try to save. All right. Oh, this is actually shorter than I thought it would be. Priority setting and resource allocation. The main function. Oh, let me actually make this bigger. The main functions of the San Francisco HIV Community Planning Council is to develop priorities and determine resource allocations for Ryan White Part A and to ensure funding matches, behavioral risk populations in the San Francisco EMA. Interesting. That's our prevention coming into play, which we don't really do that much of. The purpose of this policy is to establish broad guidelines to follow each year to in order to establish consistency in this annual process. Throughout the year, the following processes will be followed. The previous year's process, including presentations and their format, is reviewed with recommendations for changes and improvement. The council follows a calendar of presentations with possible adjustments. Yes. In order also receive presentations, including epi data and needs assessment updates. Yes. Review and modify any definitions such as severe need or eligibility criteria that need approval by the planning council. Yes. Before the end of August, develop recommendations for service category prioritization and resource allocation for the annual prioritization allocation summit. At this summit, the council finalizes and approves recommendations for prioritization allocation in the CDC letter of concurrence. Okay, we'll come back to the CDC letter of concurrence, but sometimes we actually do this, sometimes we do it in August, sometimes we do it in September. So let's just not tie our hands before the annual prioritization and summit. I like prior better. Okay, so we'll come back to concurrence that we see here now twice. Following the summit, HIV Health Services and Community Equity and Promotion develops or implements HHCPC recommendations for prioritization and allocation. Okay. So I wonder now, because as we see here, CHEP and concurrence is in here as if it's as if we even do that anymore. I'm not saying that we can't, but that's something that we haven't done for quite a while. We did do this in the early years of our merge, but that stopped. So what I'm proposing is that we actually divorce care functions from CDC functions or care functions from prevention functions and develop with Thomas what priority setting and resource allocation actually even looks like, advisory capacity notwithstanding, when it comes to the council. And so that means I would then remove these letter of occurrences here and here. I mean, letter of concurrence there, behavior, BRPs here, and then CHEP here. Because then that makes us a fairly straightforward policy around what our actual mandate is, which is a HRSA mandate. We don't have a mandate from the CDC. We have obviously a advisory capacity. So, how does that sound to folks? Can I go ahead and do that?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I think it would be important for the planning council, the full council, to hear why this separation is happening after, we went through the whole process of merging both, just to make sure that everybody's really clear about what it is, where our jurisdiction is, and where it's not, and what do we do about that? Because I'm a little unclear about what we do as an advisory capacity for the CDC, like. Nothing that we do actually makes that happen, right?
Absolutely. I share a lot of your sort of like sense of mystery about what are we doing now around that?
Yeah, it's really interesting to me that almost everybody that came over from the Prevention Planning Council is gone.
Very interesting. Makes you think. Okay. Anyway. Let's just remove prevention from this. Feels kind of weird now that I'm actually doing it. We are still a merged council. This does not mean we are unmerging, and those 2 years of trauma did not happen. Okay.
I'm laughing.
Mark, I think the one way it really will maybe happening more is on the integrated plan. So I think that holds everyone together. This is not to take away from yours or Lee's comments, but that is a mechanism by which. And Mark, I haven't heard that a concurrence isn't still required, but you may be right, and maybe Thomas should research that just to be sure.
Absolutely.
I thought we had kind of gotten the currents because you guys had signed off on the integrated plan. So I think that that was kind of
I don't wonder if
in
that's what
lieu of
that's been
concurrence, but
replaced
maybe
by. Yeah.
I'm speaking out of turn because he should speak for that shop, but at
But
least
it
that's
could
my
be, yeah.
understanding.
But yeah, I mean, that would make sense. We haven't done concurrence, for over
Officially,
five,
right?
six, seven, 8 years, quite a while. But we have been, they have been involved with this integrated plan. So maybe that's how CDC is looking at it. But yeah, this is a good conversation to have with Thomas, in a standalone agenda item, actually, in which he's just fully prepared after researching the topic and talking to his own program manager. So with those removals, and we might even want to retitle this, priority setting and resource allocation for care or
I was
something
going
like
to
that.
suggest that, yeah, HIV care.
Yeah.
Top there for HIV care provision.
Okay. Anyone else have any other updates, changes? No? Okay. Stop share. Let me save that. Got it. Okay, one left, unless Thomas joins us. For the letter of concurrence. Development of the integrated plan. That's another big one. No, grantee assessment. Where did that one? Sorry. Okay. Wonder why that's not save a copy. Okay, well, let's just dive in. Let me make this larger. Okay, grantee assessment. The council is responsible for evaluating the process and quality of how funds are provided to the con to contractors by the SFDPH slash HIV Health Services, the grantee. This evaluation includes how quickly contracts with service providers are signed and how long the grantee takes to pay these providers. It also means reviewing whether the funds are used to pay only for services that were identified as priorities by the council, and the amounts contracted for each service category are the same as the council's allocation. Okay. Some of this, it's interesting because some of this is not actually in the grantee assessment, but is in some ways assumed, but also illustrated by John Ainsley's annual service category summary sheets. I'm thinking in particular about this last sentence. The service category summary sheets does tell us if a service category and providers in that service category are is spending all of their dollars or not. And there have been questions and dialogues around like, well, why haven't they? So this is happening. It just isn't necessarily happening within the grantee assessment. But I don't know if we can really change this language because I think this language was drawn from HRSA. Anyway, going to the bullet points, grantee assessment occurs in several formats, among grantee self-assessment during council meetings and service category updates provided to the council throughout the year. Yeah. Discussion and evaluation of shared council grantee goals. Yeah. A provider survey reviewing the evaluation goals noted above, the survey will also include an evaluation of grantee program assessment mechanisms. And a council survey evaluating the ongoing relationship between the SFDPH and the council. I'd like to add that these last two are put together in a report that's actually then provided to the council on a biannual. Does biannual mean every other year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Basis. That's something that we have been doing now for a while. So I'm not sure if we started doing this after this was. After this policy was developed, but I think it's important. It's also something that HRSA likes to see, an actual report, grantee assessment report. So a report.
If you could just call it a grantee assessment report will be provided.
Thank you, Bill. That makes it so much easier. Report will be provided to the council. All right, any other changes or additions to this one? Pretty straightforward.
Maybe you want to add to that compiled by the Planning Council support. The
Yes.
grantee assessment report compiled by, just so it says who does it, or conducted by, whatever you want to put
Yeah, I
there.
wouldn't say compile because we're actually writing it. Provide
Conducted by.
conducted. Do you conduct a report written?
Developed, yeah, whatever word you want there.
Created.
Okay, anything else? All right, I'll stop share. And at 2 minutes to four, we are done with P&P for now. We have, like I said, six left within this section because we didn't go to the fifth one without Thomas. And we have one in grievance, one to two in appendixes. And I think that might be all besides the two that we're still, I don't know if it's two, one or two that we're still waiting to hear back from Thomas, if you recall, approximately a year ago. He and I have been in semi-regular dialogue so, on these different updates. Okay, moving on to the last item, not to channel Irma, just because I'm still talking.
Oh, good.
Let's determine whether or not we want to meet in May, and if we do, what date that would be. So your choice is like, do we meet or not? And if we do meet, what date? Kat had looked into this, and there only seemed to be like one potential date, which would be Wednesday, May
13th.
13th. Thank you. So I guess the choice before you is, do we meet Wednesday, May 13th, or do we not meet? Up to you all.
What do we have on the agenda to discuss?
Standard. Like nothing
Well,
missable. No, I mean, we'll have stuff to do for sure, but nothing missable.
yeah, I'm okay with the 18th.
Memorial Day.
I mean, nothing not missable. You know what I mean? Memorial Day is last Monday of the month, I think.
The 25th.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the 13th is the Wednesday before the 18th, so I'm okay with it.
With missing? Okay. Is
I'm okay with missing too.
anyone disagree or against it? Okay.
No.
The council loves not having unnecessary meetings, I guess. Part
I love you, Mark, but
of our aesthetic. And done.
Right. So I think we have come to the end of our meeting. It's been nice seeing you all. See you at the next full council meeting. Thomas is going to be facilitating. Bye.
Hi, everyone.